It's been an issue under discussion for nearly a year. Who pays for the roughly 28,500 U.S. troops stationed in South Korea? It's about a $2 billion question. Costs are split between the United States and South Korea. The diplomatic phrase is burden sharing. U.S. Forces Korea estimates South Korea pays about 41% of the cost of keeping forces and their dependents in the country, although it also paid for 90% of an $11 billion 10-year rebuild of a U.S. military base. Up to now, the numbers have been negotiated every 5 years in the Special Measures Agreement. The last one expired at the end of December. According to South Korean media, the U.S. was demanding South Korean annual payments go from about $850 million to $1.25 billion or more. Local reports say the South Koreans were looking to keep the cost under $1 billion, with at least a 3-year deal. The final numbers have not been announced, but according to both U.S. and South Korean media, it's a 1-year agreement, with South Korea paying about $1 billion. It's significant that the deal was settled before President Trump meets again with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Next up on the military diplomacy front, the announcement of a revised schedule for the next round of U.S. and South Korean military exercises. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.